rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's look ahead to the weekend's footy action with Tony Scott from Scotty Betts TV. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
I can start with Everton. Now, Sam yesterday reflected on the 5-1 defeat to Arsenal. Humiliating result, of course it was. Sam says it was a blip. So he's labelled it a blip, which is a little bit more toned down than what he initially said after the match. Will it be just a blip in Everton's season?
No, it was no blip, that, Steve. I just cannot see the light of some of the quotes that he came out with yesterday were astonishing to every Everton fan up and down the country listening to that press conference. I just can't agree with it. It isn't a blip. That weren't the first time this has happened this season. Arsenal have obviously put 10 past Everton this year. Five in the home game against obviously when Ronald Koeman was in charge, and five last week. And listen, this weren't a blip as well under Sam Allardyce. Four goals conceded against Tottenham away. So it's no blip, this. It's the team with no spine, no backbone, no characters. And yeah, it's no blip. And the amazing one that stood out for me yesterday is that he basically said that we've accepted that Arsenal are just better than us. We've basically accepted that that's just the case. So that may well have been good, but you don't say that. You never say that. Did Leicester City 2 years ago say that, you know what, the rest of the team are just better than, the rest of the league are better than us, we'll accept it? No, that's not the case. The fans don't accept it. And neither should the team or the management. So, no, that's not acceptable for any Everton manager to say that Arsenal, we've just got to accept that they are better than us. That's not the case at all. And if that's the case, then fans may as well not go to the match at all.
He did admit that he's concerned about the form. And I think he'd have to admit that.
Form at the moment, one win in eight, is it? I think it is relegation form if you look at it. It's, Everton is so lucky that there's so many poor teams in this division at the moment, because if it gets so far, everyone makes out Premier League great. It is, it's a fantastic league to watch and it's enthralling. But in terms of quality, you look at any team in that bottom half, you know, any one of them could go. Any one of them could visibly go. I think 5 points. I think Crystal Palace, they were to beat Everton tomorrow, you go a point behind Everton. So it just shows you how close and how anyone can go in this division at the moment. So I just think in terms of quality, there's not much separates. You look outside the top six, you've got Burnley, Leicester, and then there's a blanket of like 8 points that separates Everton and bottom of the league. And anyone can easily get sucked in at the moment.
Does it matter what system Everton are playing at the moment? Is it not really about systems? Is it about confidence, quality, belief in the players themselves?
Well, everyone says confidence plays a huge part in football, and rightly so. But last week, Everton took amongst themselves to be one of the most attacking-minded teams in the Premier League a couple of weeks ago. And Leicester were a great team to watch. It was a fantastic game, and Everton 1-2-1. So Everton were full of confidence going into the Arsenal match. And then Sam Allardyce decided to rip the team sheet up and start again, start from scratch. Play five at the back, two defensive midfielders, and it didn't stack up. Everton was so defensively minded, that negative mindset going out onto the football pitch against Arsenal, and he didn't have a plan B. And I remember recording the podcast last week, Jordan, and I said, listen, if Everton are going to go to Arsenal and play defensive-minded tactics and concede the goal in the first 5 minutes, you may as well walk out that stadium, because there's no plan B if that happens. If Everton are sitting back with five defenders and two defensive midfielders, you may as well walk out the stadium. And what happens? Everton concede 5 minutes in. Next minute it was 2-0 in 10 minutes and fans start to walk out the pitch because there was no plan B. You can't get out of that negative mindset that was set out from day one.
So how's he going to approach this game with Crystal Palace this weekend? Fans need a lift, don't they? Sam needs to continue with home form that at least gives Evertonians something to cling on to, that they can finish top half of the table. So what's he going to do on the field?
Well, I fully expect Gylfie Sigurdsson and Wayne Rooney to come straight into the fold. Yeah, you probably suggest that Sam Allardyce is looking at these games and thinking, Leicester, pick the best team, win, go to Arsenal, play a bit of a second string. It's a free hit. I get that, but the fans are still paying the money. So he's probably looking at Crystal Palace this week and thinking, this is a good chance for me to get 3 points against the Palace team without the best player. Let's go for the throat. And you can see probably where he's coming from if he's looking at keeping Everton in the Premier League. But Everton fans still won't accept that going to an away match and just throwing the towel in, basically. But I fully expect Everton So full throttle against Crystal Palace. It's at home, where 88% of Everton's wins this season are both came in all matches. That's the largest ratio in the division. But Everton 6-5 to win this one, Steve. Crystal Palace 5-2. Everton unbeaten in the last six versus Crystal Palace. But an interesting one that stood out for me, Steve, is that Everton haven't beat Crystal Palace at Goodison Park since 2005. That year they finished fourth. James Vaughan and Mikel Arteta. So it's a long, long way since Everton beat Palace at Goodison Park. Now, Palace have won more away matches in the Premier League against Everton than any other club. So if you're looking on this in terms of having a bet on it, Steve, you'd probably fancy a bit of the Palace at 5-2 rather than the Everton at 6-5. But we all know the man in the middle. We all know his name, John Moss.
Ah, John. Does he live on Merseyside?
We know where we're going with this. He's been in the headlines this week, and rightly so. He's averaging 3.7 cards per game, a record of 74 cards he's dished out this season. No referee has dished out more cards than John Moss this season. And my tip in this one, Steve, I'm going for the red cards in the match. I think Palace are going to come right stuck into Everton. John Moss is in charge. It's 5-1 for the red cards in this one. It's 10-1 for the Crystal Palace player to be sent off. So I'm just looking at this and thinking Crystal Palace are the 30th team in the Premier League as well. 48 yellows for them. Only three teams have got more yellow cards than Palace. So as I've eaten into the pot that I've just said, John Moss is in charge. Palace, fourth highest 30th team in the Premier League. Red card for Palace, 10-1.
What has Merseyside done to have this binding connection with John Moss? It's relentless, isn't it? A couple of dubious offsides, debatable penalties tomorrow. Something is bound to happen with the referee, as Tony points out there. Right, Liverpool go back to their breeding ground, Southampton, this weekend as well. So Virgil van Dijk gets a go. Southampton, I'm surprised every time you see the league table because there's so much more quality in their squad that would belie the fact that where they are in the table at the moment.
I totally agree, Steve. There's some teams where you watch them on the television, don't you? You watch Southampton, you watch West Brom, and every time you've watched them on the television, well, they're a good side, are they, in the bottom of the league? And next minute, there they are, West Brom, bottom of the league, Southampton, fine for their lives. That win last week against West Brom, funny enough, got them out the bottom three. Now, I was looking at the stats in this one, and obviously Liverpool's 3-0 win over Southampton in November ended a run of five meetings without a win for Liverpool against Southampton. There were two draws and three losses in cup competitions. Now, Pellegrino obviously has failed to win any of their last six home matches, Southampton. I'd fully expect, although obviously what's going on with Liverpool lately, I just fully expect Liverpool to go down there and give Southampton a beating. Southampton's home record is poor this season, as I've just said. No win in the last six alone for Southampton. Fully expect Liverpool to go down there. Now, Liverpool have scored at least two goals in their eight. Liverpool have scored at least two goals in eight of their last nine top-flight matches away from home. So that just shows you, anyone who's betting on Liverpool, that you get a comfortable bet that a lot of people do up and down the country. It's over two goals. Liverpool are all over that. It's happened in eight of their last nine matches. Now, the bet that springs out to me in this one, Steve, is the over three goals. It's 7-2. Now, reason being, there's been 44 goal scores in Liverpool's 11 matches previously. Mm. We've got four against Tottenham last week. You had three against Huddersfield, five against West Brom. There was that one-off freak result against Swansea, wasn't it, the 1-0. But apart from that, seven goals in the Man City game, three against Everton, three Burnley, three Leicester, five against Swansea, six against Arsenal, four against Bournemouth. I can go on and on and on. So the last 11 previous Liverpool matches, there's been 44 goals scored. So it's averaging four goals per game. And that's what I'm tipping in this one. 7-2 over three goals.
Maybe Mo Salah with another strike. There was one happy punter, wasn't it? You retweeted his punt yesterday on your Scotty Betts TV page. And he had full belief in Mo Salah at the start of the season to score over 20 Premier League goals. And how right he was. What were the odds he had?
100-1. Steve.
Amazing.
100-1. He's a good, believe it or not, good friend of mine who played football with other Sunday, and he was telling me all at the start of the season, Mo Salah's ripped it up in Serie A. He fancied him, to be honest, he's just scored about 12 to 15 goals. And he looked at the price, and it was very skinny. It was like something like 8 or 9 to 1 for like 15 goals. He thought, if he scores five more goals, you can get 100-1. I said, you know what? Get him five more goals and he backed him at 100-1. So fair play. He's got the best part of £1,000 last weekend when the goal went in.
Happy day. Should be pleased with that, wouldn't you? Over 20 Premier League goals. How many is he going to get this season, do you think, Tom?
Oh, you can... You, You're looking at it, Steve. Liverpool have got quite a lot of winnable games coming up, haven't they? I don't think they only play two out of the top six now. So you fancy Mo Salah to even fill his boots on Sunday against Southampton.
Mm.
You wouldn't walk along 30 goals this season. Wouldn't put it past him at all. The form he's in, the team Liverpool have got to play, he can easily do 30 Premier League goals this season. No doubt about it.
Tony, brilliant stuff. Thank you very much.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.